There was a large photograph of Ozzie Smith on the wall in Jesse's living room, where you could see it while sitting at the kitchen counter. Jesse looked at the photo as he poured soda over the ice in a tall glass of scotch. He took a drink. If you didn't drink, Jesse thought, you'd never get it. You'd never know the way it felt. Casual drinkers, people who drank to be sociable, who would just as soon have a 7-Up if it weren't so unsophisticated, they couldn't understand the fuss about the first drink. Jesse had always thought that the first couple of drinks were like life itself, pleasing, smooth, bubbly, and harsh. For people who didn't like the taste, Jesse had unaffected scorn. The greatest pleasure came long before you got drunk. After the first one, with the certainty of more, there was gratitude for the life you led. After a couple of drinks, the magic went away, and pretty soon it was just addiction. Gotta work on that addiction, Jesse said to Ozzie Smith. Ozzie was in midair, parallel to the ground, his glove outstretched. As far as Jesse knew, Ozzie Smith had no addictions. Best shortstop ever lived, Jesse said to himself. He knew it was too large a claim, knew that Ozzie Smith was only the best shortstop he'd ever seen. He couldn't speak of Marty Marion or Pee Wee Reese, or for that matter, Honus Wagner. Wizard of Oz, Jesse said out loud. If he hadn't gotten hurt, he'd have made the show. He knew that somatically. He had always known he was a big league shortstop. If he hadn't gotten hurt, he'd be just finishing up a career. Maybe move to third in the last couple of years. Hit 275 to 280 lifetime. 10, 12 home runs. Less average maybe than Ozzie Smith, but a little more power. Good numbers for a guy with his glove. His glass was empty. He went to the refrigerator, got more ice, and mixed himself another drink. He drank. Yes. Still there. He'd made the show, he wouldn't be bullying teenagers for a living. A conscious pattern of deception and coercion. Fogarty had that right. May not stand up in court. Depends on which judge they drew. Might not get to court, dependent on which prosecutor they drew. He wondered who Jen might be sleeping with. Experience would suggest the station manager. On the other hand, she said she'd changed. She said Dr. St. Clair had helped her be different than she was. Hard to love somebody sleeping with somebody else. Could be done, though. He could do it. Hell, he was good at it. Nice to be good at something, Oz. Hadn't worked with Abby either. She wasn't tough enough, but at least she'd been faithful. Jen was tough enough. 1 out of 2 ain't bad. He made himself another drink and took a pull. It wasn't there anymore, but he took it back to the counter with him anyway. The truth of it was, of course, that he hadn't loved Abby. He'd liked her, and he tried to love her because he wanted to move on from Jen, but he couldn't. That was a grim thought, wasn't it? That he couldn't move on from Jen. Jesus Christ, he'd better be able to, or maybe he wouldn't have to, or maybe he was drunk. He looked up at the picture of Ozzie Smith, frozen in midair. It's a long season, Oz, Jesse said out loud. He drank most of the rest of his glass. And it's not like football, he said. He emptied his glass and stood and made a fresh drink and brought it to the counter. He drank some and made a gesture with his glass toward the picture. We play this game every day, he said, and heard himself slush the S in this.